the 550 in that cup. And it's still Bourne Magic showing the way. In second spot was Banstead, getting a little bit closer to this leader. Ethical Dilemma out 3 horses wide. Glass Warriors 4 horses wide as they put the 400 metre mark behind them. Galway Girl just in behind those. Banstead ran to the lead. Back to the locally trained Glass Warrior, the outside, loomed up and looking a main threat. That wide was General Maintenance making ground. In the straight, it's Glass Warrior in front in the cup. 100 to go. Banstead trying to rally back the inside. Glass Warrior, though, the locally trained, is going to take out that cup. Glass Warrior won it. Whitehawk flash home for second. Banstead was next. Ragoo, General Maintenance.
As you can hear from the crowd there, a very popular local win. The winning trainer, John Blacker, joins me now. Good morning, John, and congratulations on your win in the Longford Cup.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, appreciate it. And best horse in the race, and she won.
And I guess, you know, being a Longford man, you know, local cup, it's very important for you. Not the first time you've won it, but it was very popular, I think, that result.
Yeah, look, she raced last campaign in good style. She ran third in Hobart Cup and fourth in the Longford Cup. She was supposed to race early in this campaign. She had a mishap. So went to the first up mile at Devonport and Sheffield Cup, I think it was. And our plan was to run Longford Cup. So, we're rewarded, and she went good.
And a local jockey on board as well, so it's just a perfect story, isn't it?
Yeah, young time our girl rides a lot of work for our stable, and pre-trainers and broken in, so he's done a good job. He's on the comeback trial as he was early day, so yeah, he's done well.
She had to come from a long way back. Was that always the plan? And, you know, 4 wide on the home turn, it's not ideal, is it?
We thought you for the race there earlier. I mean, they always seem to go a bit hard at Longford there for some reason. And I said, Carl, just ride it quiet. Just give her every opportunity to make ground, and she will. So, as she did.
She, I guess, automatic entry into the Devonport Cup on Wednesday now. I know, again, the Devonport Cup's something you had success with. I think a couple of years ago you won it. How good is she? Oh, it's a very strong field this year, by the way, but how do you think she'll go compared to your other Devonport Cup entries in the previous years? Is she as good as you've had?
I think Trill Strip won that Longford Cup last year, and then she was trained half head second in the Devonport Cup the 5 days later. I think this mare's going just as good as what she was. I think the field stacks up a bit stronger this year, but we'll have to make a decision next couple of days, and make a decision. But she may not go that way. She might go to Brighton Cup instead and then into the Hobart Cup.
All right, so it's not a done deal, the Devonport Cup, at this stage then?
No. At the moment, no.
Okay, it depends how she pulls up, I guess, after yesterday. And so she was top weight yesterday. The weight or the barrier draw, will that have any effect on whether you go through with the Devonport, or does that not come into it?
Oh, look, I think she might get penalised a couple of points with the rating points there. So put it at 56 kilos. So, we're still uncertain, but, we may go Brighton Cup, then Hobart Cup, Longford Cup, I reckon.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. If you do run on Wednesday in the Devonport Cup, best of luck with that. But thanks for your time this morning. And once again, congratulations on the Longford Cup win.
Thank you very much.